Chapter 1. Clearwater Creek, Wisconsin, May 1917. Ruby Rose Risler giggled and silently slid her bedroom window open to the crisp night air. "Shh," she quietly admonished her best friend, Mavis Stewart. The narrow space of the driveway that separated their homes was conducive to their late-night chats, but with Ruby's sister sleeping nearby, extra caution was necessary. As an only child, Mava didn't have the same concerns on her side of the conversation, as her animated gestures and growing volume amply indicated. The ruffled sleeves of Mava's voluminous white cotton nightgown fluttered on the spring breezes as the young woman made her point.
"We must do something, Ruby Rose, to watch them all so bravely march away to their fate a half a world away, without anyone to wish them a fond farewell and Godspeed? It's an atrocity."
"Well-bred young women do not linger around the train station all day," Ruby protested with certainty.
"Mother simply would not allow it, and Father would turn in his grave to hear such a thing."
"What is it Mother will not allow?"
Opal curiously whispered from her bed against the far wall.
"Oh, dear, do be quiet, or you'll wake Pearl, and then there'll be no end of it."
"End of what?"
the sleepy girl prompted. Ruby Rose sighed in exasperation and directed her next comment at the neighbor.
"Now see what you've done, Mava?"
"Bring them along,"
the forward young woman suggested.
"Your mother can't protest if the girls are there to assist our endeavors."
Ruby rolled her indigo eyes skyward, as if to plead for the Almighty's intercession.
"You do not know my mother very well, if you could think such a thing,"
she mumbled to her dearest companion. The creak of a heavy oak door opening echoed down the hall, and Ruby quickly scuttled to the other end of her bed and tucked the covers around her. She had barely settled before her bedroom door eased open. Viviana Risler spotted the open window and the specter beyond as soon as she entered the room.
"You girls,"
she sighed as she crossed the bedroom. Kneeling on Ruby's bed, she reached for the window sash and firmly waved away the physician's daughter. Resolutely, she said,
"Good night, Miss Stewart. You may speak with Ruby come morning."
Mava laughed, waved, and said,
"Good night, ma'am. I'll see you at breakfast."
"Cook sent croissants to enjoy,"
Mava delightedly exclaimed as soon as she entered the dining room the next day. Sitting the sterling silver bread tray on the sideboard, she withdrew the finely embroidered linen napkin with a flourish to display the delicate pastry.
"Behave,"
their mother reminded as all three of her sons hastily slid their chairs away from the table, jockeying into position as they scrambled toward the ornate sideboard.
"I'm sure Chef Allard has been generous. There's no need to forget your manners."
"Yes, Mother,"
Leo, Reggie, and Edward chorused, undeterred from the buttery goodness added to their breakfast selection. Mava lifted the snow-white napkin to cover her smile as she winked at Mrs. Risler. Although the older woman could be an intimidating presence, she felt an affinity with the proper matron. After all, she now lived in Mrs. Risler's childhood home, in the very bedroom that saw the dear lady grow to womanhood. And, in her own mother's absence, Mrs. Risler provided the female influence Mava so desperately missed. Gracefully sliding onto one of the painted silk chair cushions, Mava rearranged the narrow skirt of her apricot morning dress around her legs and accepted the plate of eggs Leopold passed her direction.
"Thank you,"
she demurely whispered, a flush tinting her rosy complexion. Leo smiled at his sister's boisterous companion and dropped back into his chair at the head of the table.
"Now then, I have an announcement to make," he said, fixing his bright blue eyes on his mother's.
"After speaking with Uncle Lem, we three have come to a decision." Viviana cringed and quickly buried her trembling hands in her lap. Her mother's intuition already dreaded what was to come, but the thought had no time to form before her oldest child dropped the fearsome news.
"We have joined the National Guard," Leo gently admitted to his solemn mother. "We know President Wilson will issue a draft eventually, and we, Reggie, Edward, and I, believe it is our sworn duty to protect what God has so graciously provided, Mother." As the youngest son, Edward was concerned that his mother would try to sway his decision to enlist.
"Please say that you'll give us your blessing. We'll covet your prayers."
Clearing her throat, Viviana struggled to elicit a sound.
"When will you go?"
she was finally able to squeak.
"Thursday next."
21-year-old Reginald sighed. "That doesn't give us long to prepare. We'll join the 3rd Wisconsin Infantry Regiment in Green Bay to guard bridges, factories, and other areas that might fall prey to saboteurs."
Ruby grasped her baby sister's hand on one side and Mava's on the other, fear making her stomach turn.
"We'll see you off in good stead,"
the physician's daughter hoarsely declared, her heart in her eyes as she stared at Leopold.
"We will see every brave soldier off, so he will never forget those who support his valiant efforts."
"And wish him safely home," she thought.